All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, May 17th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 13-game MLB main slate later this evening, a one-game NBA showdown, two-game NHL playoff slate, and then we have the golf cut going on today. So it looks like an even cut if you check in Saber Sim. That is what we are predicting here at the moment. And if you guys are not watching the Pirates Cubs game today, I would recommend checking it out and witnessing the greatness. I've heard Paul Skenes compared to Jacob deGrom, and he is definitely living up to it today. So pretty cool to watch him just mow through the Cubs lineup so far today. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. That said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So I will be right back here tomorrow morning for another show. But if you guys have been tuning in regularly, you notice some new artwork in my background. Shout out to Andy, my boss, and Andy hooked me up, wanted me to have some sports memorabilia in the background of the show here. So it gives the stream a little bit cool vibes with the Dodgers World Series back from 2020. So I am a Dodgers fan. So shout out to Andy. Just want to mention that. And let's get the SaberSim app pulled up here. Let's jump right in. First question from Jay Sams Jr. here. Question says, how can you tell if a team has a good or bad bullpen? This is a good question. This is an interesting question, right? Especially if you're playing a lot of MLB Showdown. You know, there's not really like a great way in the app to kind of tell like overall bullpen strength here, but I'm not sure how important that is. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, what comprises bullpen strength? It is a combination of all of the pitchers, right? But I think what's more important is understanding, okay, which pitchers are more likely to pitch today, right? And there are some things you could do there. So let me get like my app up here. I did see Atlanta Braves fan posted a link to like FanGraphs here. Let's just take a look at what this is. Let me get this up. It's probably just like overall bullpen strength. So it looks like you can come in here and look at stats on a team level for pitchers. I don't know. This probably includes starters as well. So, like, it's possible you could, like, filter this and kind of see, you know, what's going on here. But I think the interesting thing, right, is when you think back to daily fantasy sports, right? We're not playing season long. We're not, you know, drafting players that we're going to hold on to for the entirety of the year, but really care about like, hey, who is going to do good today? And today is such a small sample size. And like, the fact is like any batter can do good on any day. Like, you know, you might never draft a pitcher, batter in season long who, you know, is batting under 200, right? You're like, you know what? I just kind of don't want to play that guy. I just kind of want to stay away from them. You know, I don't know when, they're not doing great, right? But they still are getting, you know, a hit 2 out of 10 times, right? And like, what if, you know, everything aligns up well, you know, the projections, the matchup and everything goes good, like for today. Like I've seen Francisco Lindor do this. Like how many times, you know, the guy bats like 200, I think like last season, but then like, hey, he's going to have a day where he just hits 2 home runs, right? So it's like, do you stay away from that guy? Like, you know, you should not X him out of your player pool just because he hasn't done good over the season. That does not mean he's not going to, you know, perform today. Right. So I think that, you know, that kind of like idea is maybe like a thought path that comes from like season long fantasy players, which is like where a lot of DFS interest roots from. You know, people like start with season long fantasy football with like their friends, and then they get into DFS and they want to have like a little bit of extra sweat on a Sunday. And some of that thinking can kind of cloud your judgment a little bit when it comes to DFS here. So if I were to do anything really, what I would probably do is spend a little time like searching up like bullpen usage and trying to figure out, hey, rather than, you know, which pitchers are good or bad, you know, who is more likely to play today, right? And I just searched bullpen usage on Google here, and it looks like RotoWire has a free thing, and then you can come in here, right? And you know, use the Astros as an example, right? This is like a backward counting. So today is Friday. So it looks like Thursday, you know, Sean Dubin pitched 39 pitches. Chances are he's probably not available today, right? And then we had Seth Martinez throw 30 on Wednesday. Last time he threw 52 on Sunday, and he got a couple of days off here. So, you know, if I were to bet on anybody to be pitching today, it would probably be one of these, you know, five pitchers down here on the bottom. And like, hey, getting rid of 2 out of 7 pitchers is kind of important, right? I mean, that's like 28-ish%. You know, if you left them in, right? Like if you did 1, 2, 3. Like a 1 in 7 chance of pitching, or 1 in 8 chance of like pitching today, right? Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know where my math came from on that, but you know, assuming the pitcher does not throw a complete game, but you know, at least one of these players is going to come in, right? So let's just assume that one of them is going to come in. So then you do 7 divided by 100. And let's clear that. No, that's not right. That's not what I'm thinking. 1 divided by 7. Okay, there we go. It's like 14%, right? It's like every guy has like a 14% chance of pitching. Well, then if you get rid of those two, well then, hey, you know, that's like a 28% that was like probably dead. And then now that moves into like a higher likelihood of the guys that you think are like more likely to play today, right? And then you kind of shift around some projections, put a little bit more projections on the guys that you think are more likely, and then like give the builder like some better inputs there. So that's kind of like more of the research I would be trying to do or like interested in doing here. And letting the Sims kind of handle like, hey, the Sims understand how the pitchers do and all their underlying metrics and, you know, all of the detailed stats part of the projection, right? So I let the builder handle that. I'm trying to handle some other stuff about like trying to figure out who's going to play and give me players in my player pool that are not going to put up zeros more likely than not here. So those are my thoughts on that. But if you ever wanted to look up like bullpen strength, I would just do a Google search, you know, bullpen strength. There's probably going to be some source where it just ranks them like, hey, strongest bullpen, or, you know, highest bullpen ERA to lowest, or lowest bullpen ERA to highest. I'm pretty sure that information is pretty readily available out there on Google. All right. Next question here. For single entry MLB, is it best to sort by RAROI, win rate, or cash rate? Okay, so we had a similar conversation yesterday in regards to MLB satellites. I was talking about like, hey, if you're playing a satellite with a single ticket, then you probably want to sort by win rate. If you're playing a satellite with multiple tickets, then you probably want to sort by cash rate. Well, if you're playing any GPP, really, you know, in your build settings, your style is GPP, any tournament type, with a, you know, payout structure where, you know, the top 20% of lineups get some cash prize, I would be sorting by risk adjusted ROI. I would reserve the win rate and the cash rate for satellites and use RAROI for my GPPs. And then if you're playing cash, I would be using either projected score or 50th percentile. I'm like almost positive you'll get almost the same lineups at the top when you use those two options. All right. Next question here, which I did respond to in the Discord, but did want to kind of cover it here on the show. That way it makes a little more sense. So the question was, why do dupes always show 0 or 1, specifically in MMA where there is a lot of duping? So this really comes down to how you set up your contest sim, right? So let's say we go to MMA for tomorrow. It looks like there's a 12-fight card. And it looks like projections aren't up quite. I can show you guys what I was talking about. So there are a couple things here, right? And it really comes down to your contest sim settings. So I ran a build. What I can do is go to my contest tab, go to all contests. I can right click on a contest, click add contest sim, and then I can see the field lineups are Saber Sim ownership, right? So when I what that is those are our pre-generated field lineups, right? And when I click on this, it's going to load the field lineups for me. And then what I will see here is that we have a pool of 10,000 field lineups to choose from, right? So then when I go to my build, so I have my pool of lineups that I built. I built 500. And then when I run the contest sim, it's going to generate the contest sim metrics. Now, any of these lineups can be in the field lineups multiple times. However, you know, the question was like, hey, why is it always showing zero or one? Well, that will happen in a different case. And I'll talk about that next. But our contest sim just finished. Remember, we're running this. We're putting our lineups individually into a contest with the field lineups and then playing that out over and over, right? So if I come in here and I sort by contest sim dupes, what I'm going to see is that, hey, our top lineup here is duped 7 times. Our second lineup is duped 6 times and then it goes down from there, right? We're sorting highest dupes to lowest. Is build one. So when the field lineup source is your own pool, well, when we build you a pool of lineups, we are only putting a lineup into your contest 1 time. And you could see that by the sim optimals metric, right? So if I come in here, I have a custom metric set up for sim optimals, but sim optimals 3, right? What does this mean? Well, the same group of 6 fighters can be the best lineup for more than one set of sims that we pull from the builder. Well, we're not going to put the same lineup into your pool twice. We're only going to put it in once. However, we think that information is valuable. We say, hey, you know, we don't want to completely disregard this information. So what we do is we tally that information and then we use it as a part of our Saber score single game formula. It is a variable in that formula, right? So in this case, every lineup is only going to be in the pool 1 time. So that means that when you run the contest sim against yourself, well, there's only going to be one version of that lineup in the pool. So that means that it will not be duped more than 1 time effectively. So make sure you're using the SaberSim ownership option, and then you will get a more accurate representation of how many dupes lineups will have across a 10,000 pool sample size. So also important to remember that, you know, if your contest is more than 10,000 entries, we are contest simming it as if it is 10,000 entries, 10,001 entries, since we're putting your lineup into a contest with the 10,000 field lineups. So a little bit of a difference there. But all right, looks like we're caught up with questions here in the Discord. Taking a quick peek at the YouTube chat. Fosto said, okay, so ROI for GPP single entry. Thanks. No problem, sir. Looks like Jay Sam Jr. is here to catch his question. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.